Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Dinger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
All right, joining the show now, Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider Calls presented by Hey Maine, a new podcast from Kenny Maine. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports, music, and everywhere else. Download Hey Maine on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Jimmy, it's always great catching up with you. Know you're always on the road, always following what's going on in the NBA. And tonight, a big night as always. How you been, bud?
Oh, great. You know, look, it's a great time of year. You know, there's AAU, there's grassroots. Syracuse fans are wondering what Buddy Boeheim and Cole Swider should do because I was out at the Combine. But it's the NBA rules the roost. You know, the NBA rules the roost. And by the way, in all seriousness, Cole Swider worked out well, and Buddy Boeheim can shoot the ball. They may be better for everyone that doesn't know this. Instead of being picked late second, it's better to not be drafted. Pick who you want to play for. 20% of the NBA is undrafted. 20% undrafted free agents. So for you Syracuse fans up there, don't despair. You got a good young team coming. But these two guys, because of their shooting ability, and they're a little older, they pick the right team to go to that's got the space. Then they go play well. Next stop, Summer League, July 7th to 17th in Vegas. This is where we're at, Mike, right now in the world, where it's Combine, Draft, Summer League. In the other recruiting areas, it's college and all that. High school grassroots are all trying. But this is the Mecca is tonight. And that leads into Summer League to see where everybody lands.
Yeah, and quickly, before we talk about round one and two tonight, Jimmy, you mentioned Buddy Boeheim, and the word on the street is that the Boeheims have rented out a hotel in Manhattan. We don't know if Buddy will be selected in round two tonight. You know, there's a very good chance he won't. In fact, I think it's likely that he won't be. But you mentioned it. He's a good shooter. I mean, that bodes well for a potential future for Buddy Boeheim in the NBA, does it not?
Yeah, look, the Celtics could have used a stretch shooter. The Knicks need some defense. They want to play defense, but they need some scorers. And this is about expiring. I don't want to waste too much of your time on this, but this is about expiring contracts. Remember, some guys that aren't playing, but they have like a $3 or $4 or $5 million deal, they'll buy them out, stretch that, and create a space. So Buddy has to pick, and you know, obviously his dad knows what he's doing. I just saw Jim. Just saw Jim out on the road recruiting hard, saw him and Jerry McNamara. He said he's worked out well for some people, and the next stop is, you know, in other words, just giving you an example. Does Atlanta move John Collins and another guy to get a center? They moved DeAndre Hunter to the four. Now they need a guy that can play the 2-3 and shoot off the bench. He looks like Herter. He acts like Herter. He's a good fill-in for Herter, but he shoots it a little better. Well, let's pay him. Let's send him to the summer league, see how he goes. Remember, there's 15 guys on a team with two-way contracts. Like, and Boeheim's great because he doesn't really need the money, and I don't mean that facetiously. Like, he can be patient. And he's not going to be like, oh, it's, I got to change my family's life by making the NBA. I'm going to go fit in, work hard in a year or two. But he's tall and can shoot. And anybody who wasn't watching the Warriors, and we'll jump into that, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Poole, Wiggins started shooting the ball better. But Otto Porter may have been the most important player in that series because we had him in Washington. Porter, 6'8", can shoot, stretches the D. He's already made his money now, so he wants to go to a winner. Otto Porter was really important because he's a 6'8 guy that can shoot the ball.
Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos joining us in the Sports Bar, Dinger and Battaglia. Jimmy, tonight is the night the boys become men. The NBA draft to me is easily the most exciting draft in all of pro sports. What are you hearing about Orlando on the clock and what they might be looking to do tonight?
I have a picture of me and John Hammond, their GM. We were at Auburn the day that Bruce Pearl actually signed his extension. All full disclosure, I'm with Under Armour, so we follow Curry. Mm-hmm. We're happy with all those teams. Well, Under Armour is one of our big schools. Bruce Pearl did a great job. He's going to have Walker Kessler in the first round, probably late first round. Jabari Smith, the Magic were there. They liked him. The only if is, can he help you right away because he's a little young? Banchero is probably more physically ready to help you, the kid from Duke. You know, there's people in Vegas saying bet Banchero because of the odds tonight. But I was there with the whole Magic staff. I saw them at the combine. They're thrilled with Jabari Smith. They're building patiently. Remember, they have Suggs, who they got from Gonzaga. He had a little wrist injury, but he's back. You know, they've just got a young team. They had, I'm just sorry, my guy from Michigan, Franz Wagner, right? So they have a young team that they're going to be patient with. If you're patient, Jabari Smith's the guy. He's long, he's tall, he's athletic, he can play D, and he can shoot the three, but he has a huge upside. So I think it's Jabari Smith.
Jimmy, always moving parts on draft night. Are you hearing any rumors floating around on who may be moving where? And I know a lot of people are saying that the draft actually starts tonight with Sacramento at pick 4. Your thoughts?
100% answer. I'd take Keegan Murray. I love him. He's a high-character guy. I know him from Iowa. With Fran McCaffrey, who coached at Siena, was at Iowa. I saw them play. Once again, if he can just wait a year, he may. It's funny. Ivy, Johnny Davis, and Murray all made big jumps from staying there by the second year. Yet, I saw a lot of kids leave this year that I wouldn't have had left. And I don't know why they can't see that. Johnny Davis, who I hope goes to either the Knicks at 11 or the Wizards at 10, is ready to play. He's a Wisconsin kid. Ivy, super talented, had a little ups and downs, but a much better sophomore year. And Keegan Murray was the smoothest of all, and at 6'8 has the size. I just don't understand why a lot of guys don't say, look at those three guys that made a huge jump. Maybe I'll go my second year of college, but Ty Washington and a bunch of these guys, their agents or whoever, they need the money. I don't blame them. I don't hold it against them. But those are the guys that interest me, are those three guys that came back for their sophomore year. But I will tell you this, Mike, you're right. You could just take 4 through 20 and shake it up. Do you want A.J. Griffin, who's not that athletic, but a really good shooter from Duke? Benedict Mathurin. Now, he's another sophomore who waited. He's a kid from Montreal, not Toronto. He's a Montreal kid, Canadian kid that's going to go. He was at Arizona. Mathurin. Shaden Sharpe didn't play. I don't like that. Jalen Duren really played good. Big guy from Memphis. Is that what they want? Dyson Daniels. See, I wish Dyson Daniels and Shaden Sharpe and Dang and a few of these guys had played in college because I would have liked to have seen them. It's a great time to play. Hey, you're getting charted all over the place. But you know what? They want the NBA and they want the money, so God love them. So my guys are Murray, Mathurin, Davis, Ivy, because they went to the second year. I like that. Next up, you know, Sochan's a really good defender for all you Knicks fans up there picking at 11. I do think there's going to be a lot of movement. But from there, from 4 to 20, Mike, I just think you could shake it up. It's what you need. And when I say shake it up, in 2 years, we might be saying the number 20 guy is as good as this. Remember, Kevin Huerter was 19, okay? John Collins was a big trade guy for the Hawks was 19. Jordan Poole was 28. These are the picks. These are the number of picks they were. There's a lot to be said for becoming a pro and then developing as a pro. And you know this, hey, the Sabres haven't been able to get guys up there in your region to become the next level pros. They've had lots of picks, the Buffalo Sabres. Meanwhile, you get your quarterback who just takes the Bills to the next level because he matures and develops. It's no different in the NBA. I will tell you this, I think the draft is fascinating for the NBA, but development, just like all other sports, who's going to take that next step? And that's why I like guys that hung around college one more year and already have taken the first big step.
Jimmy, the offseason in the NBA is just so fascinating with the draft, with free agency, with everything that goes on, with all the personality that comes with these moves as well. And the biggest one that has my eye is Kyrie. Can you play this out for me here? I mean, I've heard people say he could reunite with LeBron, but that would mean a pay cut. Ultimately, you know, I'm sure that if we're talking about Kyrie, I'm sure he doesn't want to be any sort of a distraction for whatever team he's playing for, right?
I love you, Danger. Tell Gino we miss him, but I love you. Yeah, I mean, he should take a pay cut to rebuild his image and to say, I'm a basketball player and I want to win. I got to applaud Sean Marks and the Nets for taking a stand. And by the way, they have made a lot of draft day moves. And you talked about it earlier. You know, there's lots to cover. I wish we could do 2 hours on this. We could. But the Hawks, you know, Terry Schenk has done a great job of picking like 18 through 22. Guys have skills. Sean Marks is good at draft day deals. You know, they don't all work, but some work. And they have Cam Thomas who can score. Cam Thomas is a big-time scorer. He's a freshman at LSU that left a little early. Let Kyrie go. Joe Harris is a really good player that defends, too, because he came from UVA, a proven scorer. You have the best player in Durant. You know, I love Antetokounmpo. LeBron's getting a little older. Curry's the best shooter, best teammate. That's a whole team thing out there in Golden State. You have an individual in Kevin Durant that can carry you. So if Joe Harris and Cam Thomas can fit in around you, and you got some other guys that are willing to get better, but they may make a draft day deal because Sean Marks is known for that, and they have a pick, you know. Look, it's not about whether you have, like, the first-round pick, which they all want, which they don't have, the Nets. But they got a second-round pick, but they got Kyrie Irving. They got some other guys they could package. But Kyrie is the deal. Does he want to play or doesn't he? And I'm with you. The drama thing, you can't waste any more time with Durant. He's too good. He's too valuable. He's been a Finals MVP. And you saw what you do when you surround him with players like Steph Curry. The greatest player, overall team guy to me is Curry because he gets everybody. Curry got Wiggins and Poole better. Curry carried them while Klay Thompson was hurt. Curry, Green, and Klay Thompson are a formidable trio that's been drafted together. But Curry's the leader. I've been there at practice. Durant's not quite that alpha leader by going, but you can't have a distraction. And if I'm Sean Marks, and he's done this before, I think he makes a deal. I've also heard the Celtics are going to make some kind of deal. They're going to try to get an early second or a late first because they got, as you know, you're up there in Buffalo with the Bills. You get so close, you want to take that next big step.
Yeah.
Is it a player? Is it a whole mindset? Well, in the NBA, it's a player, Mike. It's a player that can get you to the next level.
Jimmy, you mentioned Steph, you mentioned the Warriors, and I want to go back to last week when they won that title and the emotion that we saw out of Steph Curry. We know he's your guy, he's an Under Armour guy, you mentioned it. Talk about his legacy. Talk about what winning his fourth title in 8 years means in terms of how he ranks all time. And what I love about what you just said is Curry makes those around him better, which I think goes beyond what you see him do on the court and what he puts on the stat sheet.
Yeah, first one to practice, last one to leave. He brings his old coach Brandon in for the summer. And all the Warriors guy liked him. You know, you have NBA guys, you have summer guys working out. I've seen him in camp. Hey, he went back and graduated from Davidson this year. He graduated. So he can tell his kids he graduated. Like, this guy's a great story, great human being. But he can shoot the ball. And he finds ways. And he's a little better defensively than you think. Him and Klay Thompson might be a little older. They'll play D. My thing with Curry is this. He may have a couple in him because they got Kuminga and Moody who are young. See, like the Nets or the Warriors, Wiseman's the second pick in the draft that wasn't even on the team this year because they came in last 2 years ago,
yeah.
And he kept that thing together with the new building to get the fans there. What Curry's done has been amazing, but if Moody and Kuminga can get a little better, Wiggins and Poole, and then you get them. Now, they're going to have cap issues, but Curry, knowing him, we pay him enough. Maybe he'll take a pay cut from the Warriors because he's doing Subway, he's doing Under Armour. In other words, he probably, like Brady, wants to win. He's not going to move. Draymond's at his. He clearly loves winning. They could win, Mike. The four is big because four puts you with LeBron and all that. Six is Michael Jordan. Now he's got the MVP. I know he's not an awards guy, but everybody likes to get the MVP of the NBA Finals. He's got everything under his belt now. See if him and Kirk can win a couple more with Poole and Wiggins. Wiggins, a Toronto guy. His motor was just okay. His competitive nature wasn't great. He was fantastic. But are they going to have to overpay him? I don't ever think they'll get rid of the big three that were there, but they have the option to take less money. But Moody and Kuminga are two really young guys that I heard the rest of the week. Wiseman's a unicorn. He's a 7-1 center that can pass, do all this stuff. He's never played a full season in ever in his life. He's not around now. But like Zion, my two biggest young guy questions are, what's Zion going to do and what's Wiseman going to do? Because they could both impact their teams. One, to get the Pelicans to another level. Wiseman plays. Hey, the Warriors, I said this again, he's the number two pick. I've seen this guy. Steph could rack up a few more titles because then does that take him to a whole other level? I think so, but I just want everybody to know the guy went back and got his degree this year. Just think about that.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player. Great story. Love that he won it all. Love the emotion that he showed as well. We're talking with Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan. And Jimmy, we also want to look ahead to free agency in the NBA. Got a couple of unrestricted names that are of significance. Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, Jalen Brunson. How do you see this all playing out?
Oh, I'm in Washington, and I hope Beal stays, but they have a big question. Do you pay the guy two? You know, it's the same old thing. We've all done this, and we do it in all sports. We love him for $150 million, but we're not sure at $240. I'm sure he deserves it. I love Bradley Beal. Good player, good guy, can score. But if you don't have enough assets around him, what's the point? Zach LaVine, the Bulls were heading in the right direction. That's a great fan base. They got a great time. They were really good early. You know, they just had a couple injuries with Patrick Williams, and then you know, Ball couldn't finish the season, but I don't know what's going to happen. Brunson's going to get paid. I think the Mavericks and Cuban, we all know, Cuban is exactly as what you see on TV. Go to the NBA Summer League. Like, he's hanging around. He's approachable. He's exactly what you think. I don't think he's going to let Brunson leave because Brunson plays well with Doncic, and Doncic needs people that can understand that Doncic's not always the easiest guy like James Harden. He has the ball a lot. He takes some funky shots. I think Brunson gets paid and stays where he is. I hope Beal stays, but I'm not sure how that's going to play out. And Zach LaVine just seems to have that itch to move. Talented guy. He doesn't really work on the defensive end as well as you'd like, but there's going to be movement, and I think there's going to be a lot of trades. The next 2 weeks will be fascinating, and like I said, this leads to the summer league when guys are evaluating and people come out. But then once you got your roster, you got to see. But the Kyrie thing, I'm glad you tipped on that. But for tonight, it's the draft, and maybe you want to move up, and maybe guys have assets that want to move them because now everybody gets positioned. The Celtics want to take the next step. The Bucks know they need a shooter. The Nets need to find people that want to win with Durant. This is all going to play out in the next 3 days, and I'm interested to see. But I predict Brunson. Sorry, Knicks fans. I know you want him really bad, but I don't think Brunson comes to the Knicks. I think he stays in Dallas.
Jimmy, based on everything that you laid out for Golden State and the upside that they have on that roster, if you look ahead to next season, based on what we saw them do this year and what they look like potentially next year, what I love about the NBA right now is it still, even with all of that, still feels like it's wide open year to year. And you could see a Dallas, a Memphis, a Phoenix rise up and become NBA champions. Who do you like in 2023? Who do you like in terms of their momentum, the direction that they're heading going into next season?
You're the best, Mike, and thank you for mentioning Memphis. Memphis, average person walking down the street doesn't know they won the second most games. And anybody who didn't have, hey, I'm in the NBA and I'm in college, I'm around basketball a lot. Anybody that didn't have Phoenix penciled in a month before the end of the season is lying to you. Yeah, the Bucks, we thought maybe the Sixers was intriguing. No one saw the Celtics totally. Butler's not a star. But in the West, everybody had the Suns. Everybody, 9 out of 10 people had the Suns, and they thought maybe the Warriors. Well, Memphis won the second most games. John Morant got a little hurt. They gave the Warriors all they wanted. They had a game one out there that might have changed the season. They won by 50 at home. I like Memphis. I like Dylan Brooks. I like Desmond Bane. John Morant's a star. You're right, though. Can they make the next step? Phoenix is the team that I'm worried about because I think that DeAndre Ayton could leave. I think Chris Paul got a little older. Booker's really good, but he's got a lot of miles on him. He gets banged around a lot, almost like Allen Iverson. So it is wide open. But the Mavericks need somebody to add. The Nuggets get Jamal Murray and Michael Porter back to go with the MVP. But to me, I'm going to say it again. Zion Williamson in the Pelicans. Zion Williamson, whether you like him or not, shoots 65%. He's tough to guard. He's a good teammate. Okay, he had some weight issues with legs to foot problems and all that. You hope it's not Greg Oden. You hope it's not Bill Walton where it's an up-and-down thing. I hope he gets his stuff together for whatever it is. They were good. They went to play-in game. They battled this year. They fought Phoenix in the first round. Like, I really like them. People like Minnesota, but they're not built like the Pelicans with Zion Williamson. And by the way, who have a couple of picks because they got the Lakers who gave them all away. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about the Pelicans with two first-round picks to do some interesting things. Like, this is going to be a really interesting move. Because Zion Williamson is a really, really good player. He is not a bust yet. Okay, he didn't play and there was some issues. McCollum came over from Portland and made them all grow up. He went to Lehigh. He's a really smart guy. He got that team on his back. They got some good young guys in Alvarado, and they have Ingram and all these guys, Tramer. Hey, if they get Zion Williamson to play, you're talking about you might pencil them in the conference finals next year. He's that good. That's a big if. But the Warriors, just that was a big confidence booster. I'm glad you brought that up. The East, I got to see how rosters change in the East. Remember this, Cleveland was really good. I bought a ticket on Cleveland. You know, I was touting Cleveland at the All-Star break. Markkanen, big guys, Okoro plays D. Forget that. Mobley's awesome. Like, he's a real talent. He hit the wall a little bit this year at the end. There's going to be some different teams next year. I think the NBA is a really fun thing to watch. But I do know the Warriors are the favorite to go back to the finals. Yep. And I wouldn't bet against them right now because Curry, you saw his enthusiasm. And I think he's trying to chase Jordan 6 rings.
Jimmy, you make us smarter NBA fans when you grace us with your presence here in the sports bar. I really appreciate the time, as always. If you're coming through our area, don't be a stranger. We got a stool saved for you.
No, I'm going to find you guys. Tell Gino hello. Tell him to enjoy that Steely Dan concert, Mike. You're the best. But Knicks fans, hang in there. You're going to have to. Leon Rose has to come through for you, Knicks fans, and get a big move. Toronto, they're set. They're going to be all right. But the Knicks, this is a critical 2 weeks.
You're talking to Knicks fans like they have any hope at all, Jimmy. Come on. I mean, I think they've given up years ago. A couple of seasons ago, the postseason was a tease. It's sad.
Hey, you know, it is, and I know it's in Rochester, you're far away, but you have a ton of Knicks fans up there. It's really crazy how long that's run been since they've made their run. And you thought you were close, and then this year was sort of a semi-disaster. RJ Barrett, a Toronto guy, I really like, has worked hard to get better. But they need players, you know.
Yeah.
It's too bad Durant wouldn't walk over there from the Nets. That's what that would have been the story, but it didn't happen. And here we go, and we'll see what happens. It's going to be a fantastic night. Mike, I really appreciate you having me.
Have a great weekend, Jimmy. Enjoy tonight.
You too.
There he is, Jimmy Patsos. Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider Calls presented by Hey Maine, a new podcast from Kenny Maine. Each week, Kenny talking to famous people from the world of sports, music, and everywhere else. Download Hey Maine on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And while we're talking about Odyssey podcast, Daily Boost, hosted by BetQL's Lucy Burge, Nick Eschew, Dan Karpuk. If you're looking for an in-depth analysis on all of the sports betting landscape, this is the one for you. Check out this show daily, the Daily Boost, where they scan the betting landscape each day, revealing the most valuable odds boost using data analytics and the BetQL model. Dive into all the reasons why you should consider taking advantage of it and telling you their picks as well. Tune in to the Daily Boost. It's every day on Odyssey or wherever you get your shows. Sean, are you a smarter NBA fan after speaking to Jimmy Patsos?
Definitely. Just don't agree about the Kevin Durant being the best player in the league. At this point, it's either Steph Curry or LeBron. Still,
I don't know, man. I mean,
Giannis, like,
when I see Kevin Durant, when Kevin Durant takes over a game, the way you've seen him take over a game, like, it is spectacular, and it's happened. It's happened as recently as last year.
I feel like that's why people always call him the most skilled, though. Like, it's almost a cop-out, because you can have all the talent that you want, but if you still don't make your teammates better around you, like, yeah, you could be better at the game of basketball or better one-on-one, but what's worth more to a GM? Someone who can get you across the finish line for the finals without having a stacked team, or being able to create chemistry with Kyrie and James Harden? Like, people forget for that little stupid big three in the Brooklyn Nets stint that we had this year before Harden needed to walk away somewhere else. People forget that they had to have Harden come off the bench because Kevin couldn't really share the floor or really get others involved. So I think that needs to be more in the criteria.
Well, one thing that I do love, and I mentioned it with Jimmy just a few minutes ago, the thing I love about Curry is you could tell he elevates the play of those around him, and that is such a rare thing to see, not just in basketball, just in the world of sport. When you see it, you recognize it, and it's what makes you transcendent. It makes you just another level of leader, another level of player. Love that conversation with Jimmy, and we'll make sure we get that for you on demand shortly here inside the Odyssey app. Or wherever you get your shows, just search out the Sports Bar, and you can hear us in podcast form. I'll Drink to That is on the way next. This is a take space, Sean. We take a little bit of time every afternoon, Gino and I, and we just rifle off some takes. I hope you came in prepared, and I hope you have something to share with us here next in I'll Drink to That. I'm going to tease right now that the final word on the retirement of Rob Gronkowski, and a reminder of what Gronk truly is and why you should take his retirement with a grain of salt. That's what I've got coming up. What are you going to tease?
I'm going to tease about everyone saying that Shohei is the most unique athlete in sports. He's definitely the most unique athlete in the MLB, but I got another pick for the most unique athlete in sports.
I love it. All right, we'll get to some takes next. I'll Drink to That is on the way here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan, Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.